This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back. This is the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. The number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-4-TALK. And if you guys want to call up, we've got plenty of lines. We've got a bunch of people waiting on hold, so we'll get to them as soon as we can. But wherever you're calling from around the country, I want to hear from you. We're talking about the election, the stolen election. A lot of folks feel as though it's been ripped off, and I want to hear from you, get your opinion on some of this stuff. Bottom of the hour, James Hearson will join us. And a little bit later on in the third hour, my good pal Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Out to Brooklyn we go, and Gordon is waiting. Gordon, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
I'd like to say that I'm watching these hearings on OAN, and these are this is the only network that's carrying these hearings,
as far as I know.
Which seems to be these people are irrefutable, as far as I'm concerned, they're eyewitnesses. So I just wanted to follow up on that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And if that gets ignored, then we are major, you know what.
Well, you know, and I was talking about this earlier, Gordon, every walk of life, every religion, every nationality, every color showed up to talk about this and complain about some of this stuff. So, you know, this is not a shouldn't be a partisan thing. It's certainly not a thing where, you know, we should take sides up. We should want a free and fair election.
No, totally agreed. But if it gets ignored, then we are in trouble. That's my point. How can you refute what's going on here? This is what I'm saying. It's like jaw-dropping. It's jaw-dropping to me. It can't be refuted. Are you telling me all these people are actors and liars? I have a hard time with that. But CNN, of course, MSNBC is not going to carry it. Fox, I don't think, is carrying it. I've stopped watching them, by the way. So OAN has some kind of relationship, I guess, with was it Newsmax? I don't know. I'm just saying that I'm dumbfounded by this whole thing. And it's now they got Virginia, they're going on there, these hearings, Nevada, as well as Michigan. What's going to come of this? What do you think?
Well, I think what's an interesting play, sort of like a Hail Mary here, is they're trying to appeal to the potential delegates, right? That's where we are right now. I think that in the court of law, I think Giuliani's in a little bit of trouble. And as far as some of the, you know, the cases that they've tried to make, I think they're in trouble. I don't know if they can come away with anything as it pertains to the Supreme Court. I just think that they have kind of bungled this and mismanaged that from the beginning. And just saying that you have people to come up and say things, that they saw things, that doesn't necessarily make it evidence, and evidence that moves the Supreme Court. So I think that there's two things that I think can possibly happen in the next couple of weeks. One, Sidney Powell delivers something real with Dominion, and that changes the dynamic. Or possibly you actually get to some of these delegates, and you kind of get to them in a way where they start to think once or twice about whether or not a lot of this stuff is on the up and up. And if that's the case, maybe you change a few minds.
I agree with that, Lee, but my point is very simple. The network that's carrying this information is reaching out. The public can see this, regardless of what the delegates think. Now, this is the first opportunity that we've had to see, as far as I'm concerned, other than the press conferences, where it's made public on a news network. And, you know, along with the testimony with these people in these particular states, there are affidavits. Now, affidavits, they're sworn statements. you're liable in court if you're lying and under oath. So these people, I give them a lot of credit for getting up there and doing what they had to do. So maybe it's a dollar short, a day late, but this is a very bad situation we're in.
I agree with all that, my friend. Thank you, Gordon. I appreciate that. I got a whole bunch of people that want to try to squeeze on. So thanks again. We're going to go to Georgia, where Leslie's been waiting kindly. Leslie, I didn't get a chance to read Wayne's article, but you wanted to talk a little bit about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say that Wayne really nailed it in his article that is at Armstrong Economics, linked at lewrockwell.com. Wayne apparently has a lot of knowledge about the Vegas gambling scene and the fact that these people make or lose money based on future events and election night. For all of your listeners, if they get an opportunity, I really commend to their reading the article that Wayne put out about election night and what happened. And he knows that the fix was in. The people who are the bookmakers knew the fix was in. It's very, very, very stinky, and we're just not going to put up with it. So thank you for your show.
Well, listen, Leslie, and I know now what you're referring to. Those folks who may have listened and watched and paid attention during the course of the night, the odds on Donald Trump fluctuated so much during the course of the night, and the odds on Joe Biden, you know, went up and down the same way. And if you specifically targeted making huge bets at the right time, you made a fortune. I assume that's what you're talking about, right, Leslie?
Yes, sir, it is exactly what I'm talking about. And the fact that Wayne has friends in the business that know it from the inside out, and thank you for making the point that it's, you know, as far as this, the greatest country in the world is concerned, it is time for Democrats who know that the fix was in, who know that things were wrong. It is, you're right. It's time for them to stand up and say, you know what, I can't live like this. We did it, and it was wrong, and we're sorry. So they need to give it up right now.
Leslie, thank you, brother. I appreciate you down there in Georgia, man. Thanks for listening, and don't be a stranger to the show. Call in. Let's go back to Connecticut, where Bill is waiting. Bill, you're up, sir. Good morning. Good evening. How are you?
Hey, Lee. What's up from Casinoville?
All right. Well, you know, did you know that Foxwoods had some layoffs? Not layoffs, but the furloughs today?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's up?
Hey, just a comment, you know, on I heard JD, what he had to say before out there in Vegas. He's absolutely right. It is absolutely mind-numbing that people can't see that there is, you know, an absolute albatross going on. And what I was going to point to, and you said the same thing, Attorney Powell and Attorney Wood, that had both filed their own cases, as big as those two lawyers are and the names they have, they wouldn't put themselves out there like that if they didn't have anything.
Right,
so it's going to be real telling to see what comes out of that. They just wouldn't put their head out there and their neck and their reps, you know, on the line if they didn't have anything.
I think you're right about that. You know, Bill, too, the other part that we didn't get to yet, and I think it's important, is, and, you know, Leslie just touched on it a little bit prior to you, is that, you know, if just one person with a backbone, a spine, and a conscience from the other side just stood up and said, you know what, this doesn't seem right, so let's just find out. Let's just figure this out, whether or not what some of these people are alleging actually happened. And, you know, you don't get any of that. And I hate that idea, because I can be honest with you, if it were in reverse and there were really crazy, huge spikes, anomalies that went on and Trump had won, I would take a step back and say, you know what, the most important thing that we can get from this is a free and fair election. We have to have that. It's pivotal for the Republic. Otherwise, we're screwed. All right, Bill, I think we lost you. Let's get one more in before we got to take a break. Eric in Connecticut. Eric, how are you?
Hey, Lee, it's great to have some local talent to be talking to, and I'm grateful for Wayne for allowing you to fill in. You're doing a killer job.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
You know, I tell you, Lee, I'm 62, been involved with the defense industry most of my life, and I'm at the point right now where I feel our country has been devolved into a caricature. I look at our veterans, you know, undersea, in the fields, wherever they fought, wherever they are, wherever they've been, wherever they will be, and I feel so heartbroken for our veterans, because I'll tell you, I did not serve in the military, but if I had served in the military, my question right now would be, I served for this joke of a procedure? And here's another question I have. How many of these names, wherever they may be across the country, how many of these names were in Mr. Epstein's little black book? Because with the preponderance of evidence that we're looking at from all corners, swearing oaths, making statements, coming forth, sticking their necks out, how many people, aside from the honest, hardworking people who are making statements, how many of these governors, these attorneys, how many of them have deep, dark skeletons in their closets and are afraid to come forth for fear of exposure or destruction?
Eric, I'll tell you what, I didn't think about that. That is an excellent point, and one that we need to consider. I apologize for cutting you off a little bit short, but the music is playing, and that means I got to scoot. But, man, yeah, Epstein. How many of these folks have connections with Epstein? How much dirt do they have on some of these folks? There is nothing that's out of bounds, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing that is out of bounds anymore. I totally am, sold out, sold down the river on some of this stuff, and I think they're just some really dirty, ugly people pulling some strings down there in Washington. All right, I got to take a break. We got time for a couple more calls. Bottom of the hour, James Hearson will join us, and we'll chat with him for about a half hour or so after that. Back to some conversation, and then Stephen Pucci before we run out of time, as I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
My war merchandise, another great Christmas gift at Root for America. That's my website, rootforamerica.com. Mugs and T-shirts and backpacks and laptop sleeves and bags and pillowcases and baby clothes, including baby T-shirts, all at rootforamerica.com. Wayne Root merchandise.
All right, we're back, and again, welcome to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. If you're looking for Wayne Allyn Root, he'll be back in the saddle on Thursday. I get a chance to fill in not only tonight but tomorrow night. You usually hear me on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the first hour of the program, warming you up, and I get to fill in when Wayne does his thing and goes on vacation. Tonight he's actually in Washington, D.C., which is spectacular, hanging out with the president and the First Lady, trying to take as many calls tonight. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because I'm kind of, not sick of it, but I don't have anything else I can add. I mean, I've talked about this until literally I'm blue in the face about this election and how I feel it. I don't know if the word stolen is the right word, but I feel uneasy. I feel dirty when I talk about this, and I want to hear what you guys have to say across the country. So let's go back to the Nutmeg State, where Mike is waiting. Mike, how are you?
Good, also known as the Constitution State.
But that's right.
Well, you wouldn't think about how the people vote in this state. Just real quick on our last governor election, people listening, how'd that go when our one candidate was up at, 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, and mysteriously in the middle of the morning, the old good city of Bridgeport, what was there, several, how many boxes, wet boxes of ballots showed up, and boom, change. But, just like, you know, the saying is, just when you think you've seen it all, this is definitely puzzling. And the more, you know, I look at it, and I'm sure other people looking at the information coming out. But the biggest thing is, this has been in the works for a few years, actually since Trump got elected. They've fired every salvo at him, and this was the biggest, and it's been planned. So now you only have a couple weeks that people are trying to bring this information in and uncover it. So it was a massive coup, who to take over and do this, and they knew it with the flooded with the mail-in ballots and just create chaos. But I will say this, the people in these states that these lawsuits are going on, don't give up, because here's your other thing. As I know, we had rallies, there was rallies, speeches and everything. Now you get a hold of your electors. You get a hold of the electors in your state and you voice your concern. You get a hold. Now you got to bring it down a level. You have to chisel it down. I know we call in. I'm part of, the problem too, not always attending the meetings. But now this is where they get held to their feet to the fire. You get a hold of your electors, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, and you let them know that you're concerned. The information out here, being presented, is questionable. You've got to chisel it down. You get a hold of your representatives and you start flooding. You flood, be respectful, but you tell them, you email them, you call them, and you get a hold of the electors in your state. You tell them there's no way they can proceed with their vote until this is resolved. And that's my two cents with this, but keep it going.
All right, Mikey. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Hang in there out there in Connecticut, one of our favorite morning time callers, Mike, from Stonington, Connecticut. And that's exactly right. I mean, and that is where Giuliani has pivoted a little bit. This is what I said earlier on. I guess I ticked off some folks on the Internet. I think that they've realized that it's going to be hard for them to sway the Supreme Court and have them make these widespread changes when it comes to this election. I think that the only way something like that were to happen would be Powell, Dominion, right? Somehow, some way, they figure out that the algorithm was biased and bogus, and for every three Donald Trump votes, Biden ended up getting a half of one or something like that, and in the end, he wound up seeing that that Joe Biden ended up having 80 million votes, which is, again, seemingly impossible. Or the other play is that they appeal to the sensibilities and the I guess the fairness of some of these delegates, and if they can woo them, maybe when it comes time to cast that that ballot down in I forget where they're meeting. I think I want to say it's in Georgia, but I could be wrong about that. When they get together on December 14th, the idea is going to be, can you sow enough seeds of doubt in those delegates to maybe not vote or maybe withhold their vote? If you can get a couple of states to say, I don't believe this election was on the up and up, and nobody gets to 270, that's the other play here. Nobody gets to 270. Then the vote goes to the House of Representatives, and the Republicans have a 26-23 advantage in the House. Is it a long shot? Yeah, it's a long shot. Is it, this is diabolical what's going on here. It's diabolical. All right, listen, I got to take a break. James Hearson will join us next, one of our favorite guests. I know one of Wayne's favorite guests will join us for the next half hour. Then after that, more me until you're sick of me. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal vaccine advisory panel voted to recommend that healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities be the first to receive any COVID-19 vaccine doses from the limited supply that will be available initially. Speaking virtually, Dr. Kathleen Dooling saying the proposed first phase will be split into three sequences. Phase 1 will include healthcare personnel and residents of long-term care facilities, such as nursing homes.
Healthcare personnel are defined as essential workers, paid and unpaid, serving in healthcare settings who have the potential for direct or indirect exposure to patients or infectious materials.
Attorney General Bill Barr saying in an interview that there's no evidence to support voter fraud claims made by the Trump administration that could have changed the outcome of the election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. I am the official fill-in when Wayne Allen Root is out and about. And tonight is a very special about for Wayne Allen Root. He is actually in the party room, hanging out with Melania Trump and Donald Trump. I hope he's getting up next to some mistletoe. Do they still do that? Do they do the mistletoe even though it's not COVID-friendly? Anyway, I know Wayne's favorite guests, James Hearson, is joining me right now. And every time we have him on, I get a chance to chat with him. And it's like his intro is like a mile long. CNN, MSNBC, he's written for Newsmax for 20-plus years, best-selling author, all of that great stuff. And he joins us for the entire half hour, and we appreciate it. James, how are you, man?
I'm doing okay. You know, here in Hotel California, where you can't even check out now. You can't even leave. We're in super, super lockdown, you know, with Governor Newsom. It's amazing how lockdowns broke out all over the world at the same moment, the second phase of lockdowns. And you don't suppose there's an agenda here, do you?
Maybe. Did I read, by the way?
I just want to mention, you know, that my two theories. I mean, one is that obviously in this post-election contest period, we really, you know, it's okay to have protests, but not on the right. So, you know, we're going to keep these conservative people locked down.
Right.
And make them despondent while we're brainwashing the public. But the other thing is, we've got this big contest in Georgia that is going to decide the fate of the Senate and thus the fate of the country. And we got to keep the lockdowns, got to keep the fear porn flowing so we can have the same mail-in balloting, ballot harvesting, and from the liberal point of view. They want to pull off in Georgia what they did on the presidential election and make sure that there are two Democrats that go to the Senate. And then that's the end of the judiciary, the Electoral College, the filibuster, and America as we know it.
That's right. The Republicans. I totally agree with that. Do you think, speaking of mail-in ballots, and we're talking with James Hearson, do you think this is a thing that is here to stay? Is the genie out of the bottle? Because, I mean, I guess we could try to figure out a way to make it where it's seemingly less corruptible. But, you know, right now, how do you put that back in? Because people are fat and lazy, and they like to not have to do things. So if someone sends them a ballot, like they're filling out, a publisher's clearinghouse sweepstake card, they'll be more inclined to vote. And that's not the person that I want voting. But, again, we're fat and lazy. Do you think this is here to stay?
Well, we've been using mail-in ballots since we had the mail. I mean, military ballots have always been mail-in.
Yeah, but not everybody.
Absentee ballots are always mail-in. What's wrong is that the word universal is put in front of it.
Right.
And it is here to stay in any jurisdiction run by crooks, because mail-in balloting and ballot harvesting are evil twins. When you have both of those present in an election, that means the election will be fraudulent. That means your vote is taken away. California and Nevada both have, in this last election, had both of those, and they're just fraught with fraud. And that, you know, when you ask the question about mail-in balloting, will it be here? It certainly will in places where you have hapless, morally challenged people running the state, people like Andrew Cuomo, Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, and of course my own chairman Gavin Newsom. And notice that all of them are hypocrites.
Right.
All of them lock down the state and then don't meet their own orders. There's no reason on God's green earth, there's no reason to send out ballots unsolicited. And then you have people, when I say ballot harvesting, I just want to explain what I mean. These are rules that used to be illegal because it's so abominable. the idea that you would have people being paid partisans who can go out and collect ballots and then, in the case of Nevada, sign them on behalf of the people they're collecting them from. There's no verification. There's no chain of custody. And there's no guarantee that the ballots they collect are all going to be delivered. So if you have a partisan person collecting ballots, that person has an incentive to dispose of ballots that aren't part of the people who are paying it. So if it's a Democrat ballot harvester, which they all are, they throw away the Republican ballots. And then, of course, you combine that with the ability to count ballots after the election was held, then all of a sudden you, quote, find, unquote, ballots. And that's what happened, for example, in New York 22, where a Republican challenger was ahead by 30,000 votes on the eve of the election, and all of a sudden this big dump came in. And it was, of course, mail-in ballots that people had collected and harvested and put in there. But they were short, 3,000. So what they did is ran out and found 3,000 ballots that had been rejected and ran to a hack judge to have the hack judge say, accept them. And they added enough ballots to beat off this Republican woman, and that was Anthony Brindisi, was the Democrat who reaped the benefit of the cheat. I don't know if there's any protest that's been filed on that one, but it's just, you know, the amazing thing is this lie that there's no evidence, there's no widespread evidence, there's no substantiated evidence. If there's any problem with this thing, there's too much evidence. And it makes it difficult to organize it because there's so many different forms of cheating that went on. And the testimony is unfolding as we speak. There's some post office whistleblowers testifying. There's, I don't even know how many ballots. I think it's a couple hundred thousand in Pennsylvania that these whistleblowers are exposing that were brought in some cases from out of state, and they shouldn't have been brought in. And I mean, it's just, it's an embarrassment. Our nation, it has been revealed to the world now that we have the kind of presidential election that a banana republic, that the old Cuba under Fidel Castro would conduct. And we had it happen in this country. It is just unbelievable. And then, of course, let's move on. Let's move on. Let's set up the office of the president-elect. Right. And let's go quickly. And, you know, just get over it. And it's a disgrace that the president is contesting it. It's so funny that those words were not heard in 2016 when Hillary Clinton refused to concede and claimed that Vladimir Putin fixed the election. And it wasn't heard in Georgia when Stacey Abrams refused to concede the gubernatorial election and still has not conceded.
Well, she was actually champion. She's held up as a hero in Georgia. James Hearson is our guest. I wanted to ask you this, too. This, you got me thinking about this. And, you know, across this great country of ours, is there not one honest Democrat that wants an honest election, or is it just win at all costs always?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of people have asked that question about why is there not a Jim Baker Democrat? Jim Baker, known as a Republican who spoke out against Richard Nixon and Watergate. Are there Democrats? I suppose the closest thing to it in terms of rhetoric has been Joe Manchin of West Virginia. But people have been silent, I think, in part because of fear. I think that the Democrat Party has set up a kind of a fearful environment because of the fact that they've shown that they believe that the end justifies the means, that they have abandoned scruples and morals. And so anyone who defies them, they're going to come after them.
Right.
They're going to make sure that their career is over. They're going to engage in the cancel culture, which brings up something, Lee. I'm a huge fan of Eric Clapton because I have a background in music. I'm a musician myself. And Eric Clapton, you know, he's called the guitar god. I mean, this is a guy who's been inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 times. He's won 18 Grammys. And we can tease it for the next segment.
Yeah,
I got to tell you what's happened to Eric Clapton and his buddy Van Morrison. It is absolutely amazing.
Two absolute rock gods now, again, targeted, and I'll let James tell that story when we come back. James Hearson, one of the best guests we can get on here on the USA Radio Network. Once again, if you're tuning in for Wayne, Wayne is in Washington, D.C. He's actually partying with the president tonight. Their Christmas party is happening, so I'm sure he is, again, under some mistletoe having a blast, and he'll be back on Thursday. We will take a very short break, come back with the second half of our conversation with James Hearson. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health.
And we have a message for you women today. Are you struggling with mood swings, hot flashes, night sweats, thyroid or hormone imbalances?
And men, are you struggling with all those challenges of looking at that woman and saying, who abducted my wife? Is this an alien invasion? Great news. That is normal. Ladies, we have helped hundreds and hundreds of women to reverse all those issues totally naturally. Get their hormones in balance. And hey, guys, we've had men raise their testosterone level 500 points, all natural, through our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. So be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Alaroot Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. My name is Lee Elsie, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to hang out with you for the first hour. But tonight's special, Wayne is in Washington, D.C. at the Christmas party at the White House, so I get the entire 3 hours. Thanks for joining us. Special guest on Tuesdays is James Hearson, and as we went to a break, we began to talk about Slowhand, the great Eric Clapton. So Eric Clapton is now being targeted because he's written a song, James?
What it is he's performed a song that was written by Van Morrison. Van Morrison has been an anti-lockdown liberty activist in England, where he's basically called some of the policies of his country's government fascist. And he's done it in music. He's done it in a time-tested tradition of protest songs, you know, that goes back to the 60s. Well, they didn't and he's been attacked for that, Van has. And then apparently Clapton recorded the song. It's going to be released later this week. The title of the song is Stand and Deliver. And, you know, Eric Clapton is a guy. The amazing thing about this is that, first of all, someone that I admire because I love the treasure of America called the blues. And Clapton has been someone who's nurtured, archived, promoted the blues more than any individual I could think of, other than maybe B.B. King, who did an album with Eric Clapton. They collaborated, but he's named over and over again his love, and he's taken to the repertoire of Muddy Waters and the King Brothers, B.B., Freddie, and Albert, and Buddy Guy, and all, and even he did a series of CDs on that Delta Blues guy, Robert Johnson. And now, this is amazing. This is what they always do on the left. They're calling Clapton a racist, a white supremacist. Now, you say, well, how can you say that about Eric Clapton? Well, this is what the cancel culture does. They go into the past. And in 1976, 40 years ago, when Eric Clapton was strung out, he was addicted, and he was on drugs and alcohol at the same time at a concert. he was railing on the microphone about Britain's immigration policy. And he said some things he probably shouldn't have said, but the cancel culture got a hold of that and starts saying, well, he's always been a racist. And not only did this happen on social media, but the mainstream media jumped in the form of the Vulture website and the LA Times, again, bringing up this 40-year-old thing. I mean, this is the same thing the cancel culture recently did with John Wayne, trying to change the name of the Southern California Orange County Airport from John Wayne and tear down his statue and because he's a terrible racist after his death because of statements he made on an interview, I don't know how many years ago, 60 years ago, with Playboy magazine when he was trying to be hip. But this is what the cancel culture does. This is why Kevin Hart was unable to host the Oscars, a guy that would have actually brought an audience to the Oscars because they found old tweets of Kevin Hart where he made insensitive statements. And he's a comedian, of all things. Eric Clapton being a rock musician, you know, I think if you almost take any rock musician, you probably could go back decades and find something they said which you could attack them on. But to me, it's incredible. I'm looking forward to listening to Stand and Deliver by Eric Clapton. And one of the things that's troubling Eric Clapton and musicians is that live music has been killed off by these politicized, weaponized lockdowns, which the data and the science show do not work. There's no health benefit. It's been purely politicized. And so I think it's great that we have some people in the entertainment business and on the music side, Van Morrison and Eric Clapton, taking a stand. And so, as a matter of fact, one of Morrison's songs is titled No More Lockdown. So he's very explicit, yeah. The man who sang Gloria with a group called Them 100 years ago.
Right. Well, you know how it works. I mean, free speech is great as long as you agree with them, right? Then it's all good. Otherwise, it's no good. James, listen, music is playing, although it's not Clapton. It would have been nice to play Clapton there, Chris, but, you know, what can I tell you? James, listen, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Wayne will be back with you next week, but I really am humbly in your debt for coming on tonight, and we appreciate you spending a half hour with us, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Oh, thank you so much, Lee. What a great job you do.
No, thank you, pal. We'll come back. Listen, I got a couple things to add to the conversation. We'll talk a little bit more about the election when we come back. Our pal Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation will join me at the bottom of the hour. Always a pleasure to chat with him. Don't you dare move. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.